Greetings, verbivores. I'm Christy, the wordsmith. Lately on this series, we've been analyzing acronyms and their significant impact on the English language. Loosely defined as abbreviations pronounced as words, acronyms gained traction in the 1940s as a way to streamline communication during wartime. And they've multiplied like rabbits ever since. Almost any agency you can think of has embraced an eponym or two or more. Computing gives us JPEG, or Joint Photographic Experts Group. In the special interest category, we have Mothers Against Drunk Driving, or MAD, and Drug Abuse Resistance Education, or DARE. Government agencies, OSHA, ICE, HUD, aid agencies, UNICEF, UNESCO, and VISTA, or Volunteers in Service to America. One of my favorite acronyms helps me remember the order of colors in the spectrum: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet, or Roy G. Biv. When we see a pronounceable word written in caps, it's likely an acronym. Some, however, are so well established in the language that they are disguised in lowercase, such as radar, scuba, and snafu. Next time, we'll look into the unlikely history of an acronym in disguise and a science fiction acronym with a controversial past. Until then, I'm Christy the Wordsmith.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.